Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of December 2017, and this is the, what is it? It's the 708th Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. I might have to check that when I get home. But at the moment, I'm walking down a short street. I've got a load of things on my back, oats and nuts and things for my muesli, and a bottle of, or a carton of soy milk in my hand. Gosh, this is windy, isn't it? I just see if I can shelter the wind from you. So this is Demden Street. Demden was the man who built, the builder who built all the houses in this street. So it's a street full of houses, brick kind of 1940s brick houses. And it's a shortcut to the Oval. The Oval is just behind where the taco van comes, and so on the photograph that you've seen of the taco van, there's a bit of grass, and behind that is the Oval. And tonight there's carols by candle. Well, I don't know about candlelight exactly. It's so light at the moment. It's light until about 9. Anyway, and it's 5:30. No, well, it's 6 o'clock now. And they usually have these in the city, but for some reason, maybe because the crowds just got too big, they've had different carols by candlelight in different places this time. And one of the things, I don't think the carols don't start yet, but the food vans start at 6:30, or at 6. And that is why I'm coming this way, because I've got a creativity session at 7. And I thought I might be able to get something nice to eat on the way home. I'm just walking into the grounds now. When I first came, or when I came the other way, when I was walking to the shop, there were all these people, well, not very many people, but some people in Santa hats setting things up. But otherwise, there was nothing. And now, quite a few people are beginning to gather, so I shall just go and see what's available. Let's see. Oh, how are you? Yes, I'm wondering whether I can have something to eat before I head off. Looks, oh, have a, I might have a look. Well, especially once you get the smell of it. Thank you, you too. Fish and chips and Persian food, and I'm really having a look at the Persian succulent various things. Let's just see. What would I like? There's some vegetarian ones with eggplant. Some lamb, Anyway, I'm going to just pause this now while I choose my food. I'm back. I realised I couldn't actually carry my my bag and a falafel at the same time as holding the phone and also protecting it from the wind. So I thought I'd better wait until I got home. So I have, and it was a bit it was windy. That was why one of the reasons I stopped recording. But I was also a bit aware that it might be quite cold tonight. But now the sun's come out again, and actually it's quite hot. It's one of those very much putting on your cardigan and taking it off again days. So I hope for them that it stays a little bit warm for the carol singing. I'm quite glad that I'm a block away, because I think it's going to become very, very noisy. I do have about five friends who are in the surrounding streets, so they'll have an entertaining time, but maybe they'll just go there so that they are part of the party. And it's quite nice coming home. I could sort of see people were kind of coming out of their doors with blankets wrapped under their arms and picnic baskets, and they I think it's really lovely that it's in West Hobart, and that it may become a feature, in which case people will start claiming it as a community event in a way that when it's in the city, it isn't. So Christmas sort of feels as if it's on its way, rather definitely. I'm still not in a very good Christmas mood. I'm not a very good Christmas person, to be honest. It puts me very on edge. And I've felt that this week, that I can't quite settle to anything. I feel very restless, and restless and a bit exhausted from my exertions over the last 6 weeks, and sort of needing time for myself, and which I'm happily getting, but just I would really like to be able to lose myself in my writing, and somehow I seem to lose myself away from my writing, and that's tricky. So I think for the next fortnight, or at least until, well, not fortnight, but at least until Christmas is over, I'm going to give myself some slack, and if I'm too distracted, I'm going to do something else and allow the novel to be visited each day in some way or another, but perhaps not require a very definite amount of work on it. I do hope that you've had a good week, that you have not been distracted, that you're able to engage either with what's going on around you in a good Christmas spirit, or being able to find a way of going into yourself and not allowing it to infringe too much on what you're doing. Or maybe you're one of those people, and I know there are a few out there, who are focusing their creative work on the events around us. So that is a really good option too. I'm going to finish for now, I think, and I hope you have a really good weekend, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.